Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3, good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. And we're going to be talking about the vaccine poll. Yeah, so we got lots to talk about there. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. I hope you are too, because that is the way. Today's devotional puts us in Proverbs 16, where it says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a humble spirit and with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Ooh, and I hear we got some big falls coming for some people. That's the word the little bird on the wire says out there, you know, some people in D.C. So hopefully God's justice will be served. And we'll just keep going forward and seeking the Lord's face. And mine's time to grow short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, well, we have COVID vaccine and the quacker. The World Health Organization seems to be backtracking on the coronavirus vaccine. They don't think it may work. That's the latest on the briefing out of Geneva with the World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom. He admitted publicly that the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19 vaccines most likely won't work, and that a cure may never be found, he says, because there is supposedly no silver bullet for the pandemic. Well, there's like 100, Frank, there's like 100 potential vaccine candidates in the work, in the tube, in the pipeline there. And he says none of them are going to work very well. He quotes, a number of vaccines are now in phase 3 clinical trials, and we all hope to have a number of effective vaccines that can help prevent people from infection, he says. However, there's no silver bullet at the moment, and there might never well be. Wow. Well, and here's something on the COVID-19 vaccine that is being developed, pushed here in the United States by, you've been hearing about it in the news. They say it could be largely ineffective, and so that multiple shots may be required. This COVID-19 vaccine that the FDA, they think, will approve, they say right now in testing it shows to be supposedly 50% effective to, you know, develop an antibody response. But they said the duration of the antibody response is unknown, typically lasting just a few months. Therefore, they said there's no long-term efficiency, that the vaccine is quite a mystery, and the vaccine does not offer adequate T-cell production to guarantee a cell mediation and immunity. So, yeah. So according to the FDA, the effectiveness of this new COVID-19 vaccine will be vaguely determined by minimizing the most serious symptoms. Yeah. All right. Yeah, if there's no immunity, what's the point of getting it? Frank says, well, I'm with you, Frank. I'm with you. And, you know, that's the point. You know, we're going to dive into this new poll, which is very revealing about the vaccine. I hope you guys will be listening and you know, make your own judgment calls. But we're going to present the facts on this poll and see what you think. And let's get to it. So that wraps the quack report. All righty. Yeah, we're going to talk about this here. I know we're all kind of sick of talking about COVID. I know I am. I would like to talk about something else. But, you know, you come along, this come across this information, and I think you need to know. Now, in July 2020, just last month, their Yale researchers at Yale, took a poll regarding how the COVID-19 vaccine will be received by Americans. Yeah, they want to know what you think. So the results were kind of revealing in this poll, and it did get published in the United States National Library of Medicine Clinical Trials Report. So the research seemed to have kind of this eerie undertone, you know, on how to get people to volunteer for a risky treatment under the threat of being ostracized and losing personal and economic freedom. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the poll. The Yale study, they had a random sampling with they had control groups, and the goal was to measure the willingness of people to agree to be vaccinated and what to do about any resistance to the vaccine. So people who resisted, you know, what are we going to do? So here is the breakdown of what the poll was measuring. It was a measuring scale. They were taking statistical measurements here. Taking the pulse of America with regard to, what do you think about the COVID vaccine? You going to get it? Are you not going to get it? Well, the vaccine, there was a vaccine confidence scale in this poll. So the researchers wanted to measure the public's confidence scale in the vaccine and how that will impact compliance. They also had what is called a persuade others to comply section. So they wanted to measure strategies on how willing others would be to persuade others to comply, right? So they also had the fear of unvaccinated. Now, you're just going to get the picture in a skinny minute, why they were asking all this stuff. Fear of the unvaccinated. They want to get a measurement on the people's fear of those who do not comply and to especially push protecting the elderly and other family members and friends. They also had, get this, a social judgment measurement. They wanted to get a measure on the level of social judgment that the public will invoke on those who do not accept the vaccine with regard to, you know, social judgment measuring on how people will view the trustworthiness and selfishness and likability-ness and even the competence of anyone who refused to get the vaccine. Kind of like a moral and ethical judgment call there. How about on the personal freedom measurement? They wanted a measurement on how COVID-19 has limited people's personal freedom and conditioning the message that people need to work together. You ever been to the store lately, Frank? And they're piping this over the loudspeaker in all the stores. We're in this together, you know, with regard to COVID-19. You know, do your part, social distance, wear your masks and all that. So in this personal freedom measurement, they wanted to see how this freedom and conditioning of a message that people need to work together in order to compel enough people to vaccinate to, quote, preserve personal freedom. Vaccinate to preserve your personal freedom. Isn't that kind of creepy? How about this one? They wanted to measure the economic freedom and economic benefit. So they want to get a measurement on how COVID-19 has limited people's economic freedom and work together to vaccinate society to preserve economic freedom and improve the economy. Mm-hmm. Then they had also this self-interest measurement on the intervention that the vaccine will provide and protect people from a real danger to their health, even if a person is young and healthy. So they wanted to measure the fear that people have with regards to this novel virus. And I think the other night we were talking about how they promote that. People aren't typically afraid of regular influenza, but if it's a different type of virus, it's a novel, different one, and people have their fear factor ticks up. So they also measured the community interests. So they want to get a measurement on how the dangers of COVID will impact the health and well-being of loved ones in the community. So they wanted to measure the herd immunity factor, and the more people that are vaccinated, the safer the people will be. Measure society's pressure also to get vaccinated. They had also, get this, Frank, a guilt measurement. They wanted to measure how people perceive the dangers of COVID-19 to their health, to their family, to their community, and use the team player scenario to vaccinate and how guilty a person will feel if they don't vaccinate and the disease continues to spread. They had the embarrassment measurement. They wanted to measure the danger of COVID to one's health, family, and community, and if you don't get vaccinated, the embarrassment you would feel when the disease continues to spread. How about anger? Anger measurement on the COVID-19 to health. And the best protection is, obviously, they say, to vaccinate and getting enough people to accept the vaccine. And imagine, I wanted them to imagine how angry they would feel if the vaccinated spread the disease. Mm-hmm. They had the trust science measurement. This was to measure the that science has provided a safe and effective vaccine for COVID-19, and it was an effective way to protect people from the virus, so they wanted to measure people's feeling on that. And specifically, they wanted to measure if people see the vaccine as something that's backed by science. And if anyone refuses the vaccine, they are to be seen as ignorant of how infections occur and spread. And lastly, they wanted to measure the brave measurement. They wanted to get a measurement on how people see the emergency and medical personnel as brave frontliners, and how those who refuse to vaccinate against COVID-19, well, they're not brave. Yeah, they wanted you to see them as not brave, as cowards. Yep. See, see the brainwashing here, the manipulation. So in general, basically this poll was to answer questions that the drug companies and the medical and political entities have on how Americans will receive the COVID-19 vaccine when it does become available. And, you know, it was to give them an idea if the people have confidence in the vaccine and how easily it would be to convince the masses, you know, to go ahead and comply, and how they would be able to use those people to assist them in a strategic pressure of compliance of all their countrymen. So, and I want to read for you some daring statements, because in the discussion on this outcome of these measurements, the study listed results to answer such questions as these. They said the scale they used is to assess the impact of the messages on vaccine confidence. They said the scale is used to assess willingness to persuade others to take the COVID-19 vaccine. The scale is used to measure the people's comfort level with the unvaccinated individual. And also the scale is used to measure the people's view of the unvaccinated moral and ethical traits. So I have this question, Frank. How would anyone know who is and isn't vaccinated to pronounce any judgment at all, social pressure or anything? How would anybody know if you got vaccinated or not, right? Well, I guess there had to be some sort of overly obvious sign that a person would have signaling, hey, I didn't get the COVID-19 vaccine. I was thinking, you know what jumped into my head was the Scarlet Letter, you know? So how would the public know that you didn't get vaccinated in order to pressure you and convince you or to judge you or to embarrass you or to ostracize you or to be angry with you? How would they know? Any ideas, Frank? How would they know? You know, I mean, well, I guess you could be honest and say, no, I haven't gotten the vaccine, and see the fallout, you know? Right? Or just lie to them. Say, oh, yeah. And just, you know, just not tell them the truth. Well, I want to talk about some statistical comparisons, because if you go to the CDC website, the CDC, according to them, the typical influenza has symptomatic people, hospitalized cases, and even deaths, just like COVID. And they have a chart on the CDC website on how they calculate that. Oh, Frank is answering this question about how would they know. He says you'd have to be chipped, send off alarms when you enter stores and go off if they haven't been vaccinated. Well, I know. That's been kind of been floating around the airways, some sort of, medical tyranny there. But, you know, if they have a chip in the vaccine, it's a different syringe. It's usually bigger. That would be a tip-off, you know. The RFD chips are already in the vaccine. That's what I've heard. People have saying, you know, they're testing all that out there in Africa right now. you know, where the RF chips are kind of linked to your credit score banking, that kind of thing. Kind of diabolical, really, if they want to just shut off and you can't buy, sell, or trade because you don't want to get their filthy vaccine. But getting back to this comparison, the CDC has on their website where they show you asymptomatic illnesses, people that, you know, test positive but don't get sick with influenza. That's in the big part of the pyramid, the base. Then you have the middle section, which is the hospitalized people. And then you have the very top tier, the point of the pyramid, which is where people died from the influenza. So the United States statistics, here it is, if you can believe the stats. The U.S. statistics on the influenza from like 2018 to 19, it said 16.5 million cases, so people tested positive or came in contact with the flu bug. They said 490,600 people got hospitalized with the flu bug, and then 34,200 people died of the flu bug. Okay. Now, the COVID stats have 4.86 billion people asymptomatic. They have been tested positive, but they're not sick. 11.3 million recovered from the illness, and then 159,000 died. If those were all real COVID cases and deaths, we just don't know at this point. You know, we're kind of speculating. Now, and doctors don't believe they are all COVID cases, and they're kind of speaking out about it, and they're being taken down from social media and whatnot. So the COVID cases and the death rates are really being artificially pushed upward in order to continue to promote fear on the novel virus to increase the vaccine compliance, because billions of dollars are at stake regarding the vaccine. And it's all about control, too. It's Frank saying, well, there's a chip in it. It's going to control you. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Julian Anderson of Westerville, Ohio. He says, he's a family medicine physician. He says, the COVID-19 death rate is lower without a vaccine compared to influenza death rate with a vaccine. Interesting. So you got some manipulated things going on here, and this virus is real. The virus is real. But it's really not as big a threat as we've been led to believe it is. And doctors are saying there's no fear of death. You don't have to worry about it. We've got therapeutics. And, of course, they're shutting that message off because they want you to get the vaccine. And you have to ask the question, why is that? Well, yeah, Frank says, well, vaccines do increase, you know, events and death rates. Yep. And, of course, if they can chip you at the same time, it's a twofer. But the virus has been kind of leveraged, if you will, to launch the largest social conditioning exercise ever used on the people. So the powers are worried that more people are waking up to what's going on. And that is why the poll and the questions they used in the poll. They are, you know, testing the waters to see where they stand. And they are the ones that are fearful of the people becoming wise and then rejecting their control. Now, narcissists are always, will have you to believe that what they want you to do is in your own best interest and it's what's good for you, but it's really not. It's to your detriment. Narcissists do that. So the fact that they, you know, want to pressure and guilt people into getting that vaccine is a very wicked tactic. That goes against your free will. So they want you to volunteer to take the vaccine that is essentially developed in haste with insufficient testing, and the people have no recourse should the vaccine harm them. And billions of dollars are at stake, and when money's in the mix, you can bet it can't be anything good. Mm-mm. So I tend to practice protection practices. I promote that. I practice protection using, of course, medicinal herbs because they work. They work to really support the immune system, which is really the ultimate protection humans have. So there are herbs with plague inhibitors in them, and they also can And anybody can learn to use them successfully. It's not rocket science. So there's really no need to fear, and you have options. So if you don't want to use herbs, you can, I guess, use the therapeutics that they're also using with some, I hear, success. But really, it's the zinc. I've talked about this. This is why they add the zinc to the hydroxychloroquine. It's the zinc. And they already know this. The zinc protects you because the United States National Library of Medicine Institute of Health in 2010 discovered if you have zinc, it helps your immune system produce a protein to coat your cells so that COVID can't attach to the cell and make you sick. And that's why doctors were saying, hey, we've noticed this correlation. People are chronically low in zinc that are coming into the hospital with COVID. So, duh, zinc. And you can get a natural source of zinc, and your immune system does the rest. So, yeah, they just don't want you to know that. It's that simple. It's that easy. It's that safe. It's that effective. So there's really no need to fear. You have protection, really, that comes from the highest authority. It comes from God, because he says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So you're going to find that in Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, Psalms 104, verse 14, and Revelations 22, verse 2. So you folks out there can call Apothecary Herbs. They have a free catalog, and you can start learning. That's right. Check out their line of immune support herbs, lots of them with natural high zinc. And it's chemically balanced. It's what was in the plant that God put there, so he's the master chemist. And it'll support your immune system and help your immune system make those killer T cells that the vaccine can't seem to help you make. So they also have pandemic kits with inhibitors, a lot of plague inhibitors in them. So you'll be amazed what you can accomplish, all without drugs. So give them a call. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. You can visit them online, thepowerherbs.com. That's thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They make highly professional strength formulas that you don't get in stores. They make what practitioners use. So give them a call, and also take advantage of their moving sale. They're moving to a bigger facility at the end of the month, so they have having a 25% off on orders of $50 or more. Use coupon MOVE20, but you want to hurry because sale will end soon, and some restrictions apply. If you're on their website, sign up for their newsletters. Lots of great health information there that you won't get anywhere else, and the subscriptions are free. Health Quest goes out on Friday. That's tomorrow. So if you want to get one, sign up under books and newsletters at thepowerherbs.com. Got to have an email, though, to get it. So get your email handy. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
We're back, and we're going to be talking about thyroids for a little bit, because we got a real problem with thyroid disease in America, and it really is, and as most internal medicine disorders are, it's all about a lack of minerals. So we have medicine, modern medicine, very willing to jump at the chance to perform thyroid surgery. Very prevalent surgical operation that they do, and patients can hear how the surgery is recommended for numerous thyroid conditions. It could be cancer of the thyroid, of course, benign nodules, enlarged gland, even an overactive thyroid. They'll get a recommendation to have surgery. Now, modern medicine can remove the entire thyroid or just part of it. Now, in 2011, about 72,000 Americans had their thyroid gland surgically removed, and there are, you know, risks that come with thyroid removal. Most people are really not taught why their thyroid is not functioning and if there are options to address the cause of the malfunction. So we're going to check this out. Your thyroid gland, according to the American Thyroid Association, it's this butterfly-shaped endocrine gland that's located in the front of your neck. And the thyroid gland manufactures hormones to help regulate specific body functions like energy, temperature, muscles, brain, heart, sleep, and other things. So they're finding out the thyroid has a strategic, important part in our body functioning normally. And a lot of people that lose the ability to sleep, like Michael Jackson, they really should have looked at his thyroid. Now, surgical risks, if you do go with the surgery, according to the American Thyroid Association, there are risks of having your thyroid surgically treated, aside from bleeding or respiratory distress. Your surgery can offer other risks, such as injury to the larynx nerve, which is your voice box and nerves there, that can cause permanent hoarseness or breathing problems. Also, they can damage the parathyroid gland, which help control calcium levels, and it can increase your risk of disease if it's damaged. Also, poor wound healing could result, as well as heart problems, and urinary tract conditions can, for some reason, be connected, as well as death from the surgery. So the surgery has risks. They're significant. And if patients have tumors or cancer of the thyroid, they're worried that's going to spread to the lymph nodes, so they want to take the thyroid out. So the risk is high if the thyroid is enlarged. However, patients are kind of told that serious complications only occur in 2% of the cases. Well, the internet and the Clinical Congress of the American College of Surgeons, they stress the importance of selecting a surgeon that has done a minimum of 25 thyroidectomies. So somebody with experience, they say. So if you get an experienced surgeon, they're telling us that it reduces your complicated surgical risk by 35%. So post-surgery risk is to also limit the formation of blood clots, and restrictions on physical activity are also required after the surgery. A lot of times you may not be able to use your voice box for several weeks. You may be told that. So let's look at the medicine, too, that you may be put on for the rest of your life if you have thyroid surgery. If patients have a partial or even a complete thyroidectomy, they're going to need to take some thyroid hormone replacement prescription meds to make up for the thyroid not making those hormones. So the drug companies make synthetic drugs like Synthroid and other drugs made from even pig glands called armor. So the drug side effects can cause hives, difficulty breathing, chest pain, fatigue, fever, nausea, sweating, tremors, blurred vision, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, and throat, hair loss, headache, and seizures. So these drugs may not work well with other types of drugs, such as your diabetic medicines, your heart medicines, and other hormone replacement therapies. Also, if you're taking hypertension medications and even some herbal supplements, you might be careful if you're taking a thyroid replacement hormone drug. So if patients have, let's say, disruption in the ability to get their thyroid hormone replacement medicine, well, they can experience fatigue and lack of energy, weight gain, low blood pressure, slow breathing, lower body temperature, coma, and even death. So if you were in the position where you were reliant on a hormone replacement thyroid medicine and you could no longer get it, death is going to be the result. So the thyroid gland is very necessary, very important organ, and without it, we just essentially die. Let's look at some of the causes. According to modern medicine, there's an epidemic of thyroid disease, and it's because of, they say, autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease is, they say, caused by toxins, often due to immunizations and the use of herbicides. These toxins also cause diabetes and many other endocrine-type diseases. And in many cases, the thyroid gland is overstressed and exhausted. Add to that the lack of natural iodine that's required to have a healthy thyroid, and you can see why Americans are experiencing thyroid disease in large numbers. So what it really is an iodine deficiency that causes the thyroid to malfunction and not produce hormones and not function the way it should. So if you're lacking natural iodine in your diet, you can develop some very common symptoms. You can have brittle hair and nails and hair loss. You can have cold extremities and have an intolerance to cold. You can be depressed. You can have dry skin. You can have difficulty swallowing, fatigue, high cholesterol problems, infertility, menstrual irregularities, early menopause, poor memory and concentration, slow heart rate, weight gain, and sleep apnea. So according to the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey, the natural levels of iodine in our foods have declined by 50% since 1950. Now, according to the World Health Organization and the United States, they've joined 129 other countries which are also iodine deficient. So reasons for the deficiency, well, there are a lot of reasons why our foods don't have enough of the minerals, including iodine. Poor farming methods, use of herbicides, processing a lot of foods and taking the nutrition out of foods, processed salt, it's stripped of its minerals, including iodine, lack of seafood or seaweed, which contains the natural iodine, as well as radiation exposure. So whenever you get x-rays, or you're in front of a lot of dirty electricity, EMF radiation, and so forth. Let's look at some biological benefits. Now, if you want to supply some natural iodine to feed your thyroid gland, it is really there to help the thyroid produce hormones to regulate cellular oxygen consumption and energy production of all your cells in your body. So your thyroid controls many biological and physiological activities like body temperature, your breathing, your sleep cycle, your growth cycle, your reproduction cycle, your neurotransmitter function, your manufacturing of proteins even, and also to help with skin and hair growth. So let's talk about the importance of getting the right kind of iodine, but I'm not a big isolated synthetic type of a supplement person. I like whole food chemistry because it's perfectly balanced. You don't need mega doses when you get the chemistry right. Now, in the 1800s, the French discovered that iodine reversed thyroid goiters. So when we have an intake of natural iodine, it's really called iodide. So now the apothecaries of the 19th century often sold a liquid iodide that you could add to water. Yeah, just drink it. In Japan, where the chickens, they're fed fish, there is a little iodine, very little iodine deficiency in the Japanese culture because they consume 100 times more iodine than the world's population combined. They're into seaweed. They're into ocean salts that aren't processed, and they're also into their foods that are eating fish and seaweeds like your chicken. So this could explain, you know, really why there's a lower incidence of cancer, diabetes, obesity, and other conditions in the Japanese culture because they're getting their minerals. So the National Institute of Health, and they investigated the average intake of iodine in the 1950s, and they compared it to today. So in the 50s, the average American consumed 726 micrograms per day of iodine in their diet. No supplementation, just their foods. But today, we are only consuming, well, zero iodine, according to the study. We're not getting any. So today, they are recommending daily allowances of iodine by health officials in the 150 micrograms per day. So pregnant women, they're recommended to take in 2.2 micrograms a day. But if they're nursing, it's 290 micrograms a day. In this 2006 report in the New England Journal of Medicine, they recommended Americans take 300 to 400 micrograms a day of iodine, and some think that's too conservative. Now, Dr. Guy Abraham and Dr. David Brownstein, they recommended 5 milligrams. That's 5,000 micromilligrams or mcgs. So they want you to have at least 5 milligrams to replenish the iodine stores in the body, and then a maintenance dose of 1 to 3 micrograms per day. So they stated that women need more iodine than men do. They noted that the Japanese and the French that live along the coast, they consume 12.5 micrograms or 12,000 milligrams of iodine a day. Mm-hmm. According to Dr. Brownstein, iodized salt is a poor source of iodine in our diets, and the recommended daily allowance of iodine is inadequate too. End of quote. Well, let's look at some foods that you may be able to work into your lifestyle that have iodine. Americans used to eat healthier in the 50s, and there were fewer cases of obesity. You can look at any of those 1945 reels of, in Hawaii, especially where the World War II ended, and everybody, there's not a fat person in there. There's no obese people in it. Now, we didn't have McDonald's. We didn't have Doritos then. We had whole food cooking. I mean, there may be a diner that you could go out and eat to, but most of the people, you know, made their own stuff, and they were healthier for it. So foods that are containing iodine, Americans used to eat healthier. So here's some foods you can add. Fish like haddock and sea bass, perch, cod. If you like shellfish, shrimp. Also seaweed, of course, and black walnut. If you're looking at an herb, that's going to have the highest amount of natural iodine is black walnut. Now, I'm not talking about the nuts. I've got to clarify because I keep forgetting. People are thinking about going down the bake aisle at the grocery store and picking up a bag of black walnuts. No! That's not what we're talking about. Black walnut trees, if you've ever seen them, they have black walnuts. They look like green golf balls hanging off. And then in the fall, around September, those green balls fall from the tree onto the ground, and they turn brown and then black. Now, when they're green, the outer hull is really rock hard. Squirrels can't penetrate that to get the nut. You can just forget it. But when they soften after they've been on the ground and turn brown and black, the outer hull gets soft. And then the squirrels are able to crack them open really easy and get the nut inside. So there's this black gooey substance between the outer hull and the nut that has rich iodine in it, and that's what we use, but not the nut itself. So rich source of natural iodine. It's also very parasitical, anti-parasitical. If racehorses get parasites, they usually die in a couple of days. Iodine works so much better than synthetic iodine, save the horses, and they actually eat it knowing it'll save them some black walnut. Now, some things should be eaten raw, so if you have a thyroid condition and your family has a history of thyroid problems, it's really a good idea to avoid some foods that when you eat them raw, they can inhibit thyroid from manufacturing the right hormones for you. So you might want to avoid eating large amounts of raw cabbage, turnips, cauliflower, soybeans, and peanuts. Also, cooking these foods will make them safer for you to eat. I did not really list iodized salt to replenish your iodine intake because not all salt refineries add synthetic iodine back into the salt after they process it. And because it's really not required, it's not a mandate for them to put that iodine back in. Now, if they do add the iodine, the body is able to metabolize only a fraction of it, about 10%. Now, Dr. Abraham and Dr. Brownstein are saying that 10% iodine may be enough to prevent thyroid goiters, but it's not going to be enough for other functions of the body. So in the 1950s, let's say a slice of bread offered 150 mcgs of iodine. Today, bread manufacturers don't add iodine, but bromide as a dough conditioner, which is toxic. So in the 1980s, processed food manufacturers replaced iodine with a carcinogen called bromine or in all their baked goods. So the iodine was used as a conditioning of the dough, but the bakers switched to the bromine when someone questioned the safety of iodine. So therefore, we have less iodine in our diet and more bromine, which will interfere with the thyroid, utilizing any iodine you do get. So other toxins can also strip you of your iodine, like chlorine, herbicides, and fluoride. Keep that in mind. So if you look at iodine supplements, a lot of times the people look at the T3, T4 hormones. but they can cause cholesterol levels to go up. So, So basically, without natural iodine, you can rob your thyroid of being able to synthesize the hormones, and this will lower the thyroid activity and energy production to your cells. So this causes hypothyroidism, and the result is low iodine, and it's fatigue, it's weight gain, it's enlargement of the thyroid gland, also known as a goiter. So an iodine deficiency may also contribute to fibrocystic breast conditions, and iodine supplements have been known to reverse this condition. So it is difficult to overdose on natural iodine. However, some have developed iodine goiter, enlarged thyroid gland, taking synthetic iodine supplements. This suggests that your thyroid prefers the natural sources of iodine. And also your sleep apnea, this was a study in 2007 by Rutgers University. They did some research on the thyroid hormones that regulate your sleep. And what they found out is that your thyroid produces a hormone which your brain uses as a neurotransmitter to regulate your circadian sleep cycle and also your breathing while you sleep. So sleep apnea is really iodine deficiency. Yep. They're just beginning to learn the extent of the thyroid's importance to health. So you want to feed your thyroid some natural iodine. Black walnut, we mentioned. You'll also find it in seaweed, and you'll see iodine in natural sun-dried Celtic salt, but it's not going to be as high a concentration of iodine as in your black walnut. And I found that when I use black walnut and pair it with mullein herb, and mullein herb soothes an exhausted thyroid gland, so a little TLC for the gland. And, of course, your iodine is your nutrient source for the gland. And then I also layer in some Siberian ginseng. Not too many people with heart conditions can tolerate ginseng, but I layer in the ginseng because the on a metabolic level, the gland is so exhausted and weak, it needs support and it needs stamina. So black walnut for the iodine, mullein to soothe the tired gland, and ginseng to give it strength and stamina. And all those three together have this synergistic effect to just perk up this, weak and limping along thyroid gland. If you're on hormone replacement therapy for your thyroid, you might have, your doctor, when he does your blood work, may have to reduce your drug amount because the thyroid starts to pick it up and make its own hormones, see? So it's almost like someone flips a switch, and your thyroid is able to kind of switch back on and start working like it should. So if you're looking for the black walnut and the mullein and the Siberian ginseng, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. They have the three paired in their sleep apnea pack if you just want to grab one of those for sleep apnea. Yeah, so, and if you just want black walnut, you can buy that too. They have that separately. You're also going to find some cardio packs there because there's this link. Studies have shown there's a link between people with thyroid disease and cardio disease, blood pressure, cholesterol problems. So, again, it has a lot to do with hormones and the manufacturing of things, and it's really a mineral depletion overall. And I know this because of all the reading I do. A lot of people with sleep apnea also have the blood pressure problem, maybe the cholesterol problem, and they also may suffer from depression. And that's because they're not getting enough oxygen-rich blood to the brain at night, and they stop breathing, and they have the headache in the morning. And all those things are kind of linked together, and it's really diet. Diet, diet. We're just doing it wrong with the way that they're growing foods. They're ruining the topsoil with all the fertilizers and pesticides, and the plants can't absorb the minerals. They're not resting the land. They're not doing crop rotations. So the plants don't have the nutrition anymore, and we are suffering in internal medicine disorders. So we need to get smarter and just eat healthier. And I personally, I'll spend three times more on certified organic stuff with more nutrition in it. I'd rather pay the grocery than the doctor. and be healthier for it. So you'll be amazed. The body does respond to what you put in it, for good or bad. And a lot of your medicinal herbs have been supercharged. They're very concentrated with nutrition. That's a lot of times the more bitter an herb is, the more powerful it is. So there's lots of ways to get those bitter herbs down. You can hide them in smoothies. You can make your own gel cap if it's in a liquid. So there's really no excuse not to get right with your mineral base. And watch all the complaints, the symptoms, the diagnosis change for you, really, in a matter of days, if not weeks. It's just astonishing. People are just like, whoa, I didn't know I could feel that good, you know, and with no side effects. Organic works. God has that power in his foods. He put it there. He gets all the credit every day, all the time. I'm just telling you, you know, what I've seen over the last 20 years, it's like the best kept secret. Yeah. You have that power to change your DNA in 6 days by going from a really crappy and junk food diet to a healthy one. 6 days changes the DNA. That's how much power you have. Now, if food can do that, imagine what medicinal herbs that are really powerful can do. And here's a scary thought. Imagine what a vaccine would do to your DNA. Injected right into your bloodstream, an artificial infection. Imagine what it would do. Oh, yeah, it'll change your DNA. Maybe not. You may not even be able to reverse it, what they got in those things. Anyway, food for thought, as they say. And, of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a free product catalog. If you want to get started, learn how powerful you are, take the power back. Just imagine it, right? No prescriptions, no doctor office visits, feeling better, all because you just change the way you eat and you use some medicinal herbs to get over the gap that you have. Check it out. ThePowerHerbs.com. Give them a call. Number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, the website, The Power, ThePowerHerbs.com. Take the power back. You have the power. God gave it to you. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. You got to trust in him. It'll turn out okay. ThePowerHerbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They do make a certified organic professional strength formulas, and they specialize in liquids and powders. So this is what the practitioners would sell you, but you can buy direct from them. That's why you don't see them in stores. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. Of course, call them at 866-229-3663. They have a free product catalog they can send you in the mail. And if you're on their website and you have email, sign up for the free newsletters and get educated each and every week with health issues and solutions you're not going to find anywhere else. I'm out of time, so don't forget their sale. 25% off orders of $50 or more for limited time, so hurry. Some restrictions apply. Details on the homepage, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.